Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title. Specializing in residential and commercial closings, Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and don't forget to ask about their military discount. Yes, live indeed. We have a live acoustic session today with Kim Person. Kim, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Hunter. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. It's glad to finally have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you were about the most talked about person on my show because I've interviewed Tommy Emmanuel, Stephen Bennett, Matt Thomas. They all talk about you and they love you. And anyway, we're going to get to that here in a minute. What would you like to play for us first?
I'm going to play a little song from T.R. Ritchie. It's a part of my new record. I like it because it comes from the perspective of the little tree.
Okay.
And that we all have a purpose.
Excellent. Here's Kim Person on Hunter at Sunrise.
This is a life I have been given. These are the seasons of my time. I am seeking out the light according to design. I've weathered storms I cannot count to make this world my home, a place where small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. In one like me, you might not see how I have managed to exist. A fragile, crooked rack of limbs in terrain as rough as this. To those who take their chances here, experience has shown sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. Shed no tears of pity here. Spin no tales of tragic grace. Let it be enough that life could bloom here in this rocky place. It's the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. Yes, sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
Wow. Kim Person here on Hunter at Sunrise. We might mention that we are Facebook Living this interview, and if anyone sees it come up in their feed, go ahead and share it with your friends. So beautiful a song, and you're talking about a new record here today as well, huh?
That's right. I've been working on it for a good while. My dad
asked me to do this.
Oh.
And I didn't get it done before he passed. And then after he passed, I should say that I've been so busy making everybody else's dreams come true.
Sure.
That I, you know, it's kind of like the carpenter that builds everybody else's house but never fixes his own.
Uh-huh.
Now that I've healed somewhat from the loss of my father, I don't think I'll ever completely heal from that, but
yeah.
I've decided that this is the year, and of course, in the process, my arm is failing me, so I have to have a little bit of surgery on my arm this summer. But the record is it's called Le Noir, which is a French word, which means the message. And have we got enough time for me to read this little poem, Hunter?
Sure.
Okay. So this is my dad when he asked me to do this record. He started quoting poetry for me. And this is a poem from Kipling, and it's just it kind of states what it is I'm getting ready to do. And it says, it's a conclusion. When the earth's last picture is painted and the tubes are twisted and dried, when the oldest colors have faded and the youngest critic has died, we shall rest in faith we shall need it, lie down for an eon or two, till the master of all good workmen shall put us to work anew. And those that were good shall be happy. They will sit in a golden chair and splash at a 10-league canvas with brushes of comet's hair. They shall find real saints to draw from, Magdalene, Peter, and Paul, and they shall work for an age at a sitting and never be tired at all. And only the master will praise us, and only the master will blame. No one will work for money, and no one will work for fame, but each for the joy of the working, and each in their separate star, shall draw the thing as they see it, for the God of things as they are.
Wow. That is something. Rudyard Kipling, he's one of my favorite poets. Wow.
Yeah, and that's Dad just, you know, one evening we were getting ready probably for bed, and for those of you that don't know, my dad had a pretty massive stroke, and I helped to care for him. And he began to recite that poem, and that put into motion, besides the songs that he asked me for, the songs that I wanted to present. And I want everything to be about positivity and you know, what our purpose is here on this planet. You know, I think the older we get, we strive to find our purpose. So that's the whole point of it.
Now, you're not putting this together here. You're putting it together in Nashville?
Nope, I'm putting it together. Well, I'm doing a good portion of it here in the studio that my dad and I built. And I have some friends in Nashville that are helping me with it, you know, some of the parts and things.
Yeah. Now, speaking of friends in Nashville, I mean, when I talk to Tommy Emmanuel, he cannot say enough about you. you are quite the producer of acoustic music. When did you get into producing?
Well, I've always had a love for the sound of wood and steel strings together, or wood and nylon strings. And so years ago, probably 1978, I was striving to make the acoustic guitar sound like an acoustic guitar live, and that kind of led to recording them, and it's just become my niche, really, to record and produce acoustic guitar music.
Wow. How many albums of Tommy's have you done? Do you know?
15 years worth.
Really?
I've done 3 PBS specials.
Wow.
The center stage, which was done at, we recorded in Chico, California. Then we have live in at the Balboa Theater, which was done in San Diego.
Right.
And then we have Pensacola, live and solo in Pensacola. And all of those, I flew and recorded, you know, in a truck or in a basement, wherever the sound room was. And then I brought it back to Virginia and did all the post-production and the mixing here and synced to video.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's probably why I ruined my arm.
Yeah. Wow. And Matt Thomas, the album you put together with him, that is amazing. And I want to let you know one thing. I did nominate you for Producer of the Year for the VIER Awards.
Oh, God bless you, Hunter.
Because of that record.
Well, you know, it was really funny when that came out, because I told Matt, I said, well, you know, I've got Grammy nominations and all the other things, and I've never really been acknowledged in my hometown.
Right.
Matt is just, he's a wonderful talent. I've known him since he was, I think, 14.
Yeah.
He's grown into...
He first came on this show when he was 16.
Yeah. And, you know, he was really great back then, and he finally found his direction. I love him like he was my kid.
Yeah.
I just absolutely adore him. I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's really special.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, let's see. You know, playing years ago with a woman from Matthews. Actually, she's from Gwen's Island.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Judy Ward.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have been around long enough to know who Judy was.
I don't believe I've heard of her.
And Judy was the first one that taught me about songwriting. She was the first one that taught me about playing on stage. We played together for a number of years. She wrote a lot of Christian music for the kids in her choir at Gwen's Island Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And so this song is also a part of the record. It's been a part of my set list since she wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called I Believe in Rainbows.
Here is Kim Person here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Life is still a mystery to an old familiar traveler like me. But still I've learned some secrets, had a glimpse at what it feels like living free. And I know there's too much sorrow, so I won't try to spread the news around. Know that living's special if you keep on trying, spreading love around. And I believe in rainbows and children finding pots of gold. And I believe in loving before dreams have grown too old. This is the last day of never, then I've many dreams waiting to come true. I believe in rainbows, and I believe in loving you. I believe in rainbows and children finding pots of gold and finding love together before our dreams have grown too old. And if this is the last day of never, then I've many dreams waiting to come true. I believe in rainbows, and I believe in loving you. Yes, I believe in rainbows.
Wow, that was beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Kim Person here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Who was the lady
you wrote that with?
Judy Ward wrote. Actually, she wrote the song.
She wrote the song.
I was playing with her at the time.
I see.
In a trio, the Judy Ward Trio. Mm-hmm. And she was an amazing writer. Judy passed. As a matter of fact, we're coming up on the – she passed on June the 20th.
Wow.
In 2011, I believe
okay.
it was.
All right, so it's been some time.
She was a great mentor to me, and I miss her every day.
Oh, yeah. So how long have you been playing music and writing music?
For a long time. You wouldn't know it today. I mean, it's really distracting for me because my hand is not working. Like
you are it. Doing beautifully, by the way. You're doing fine. I can't tell. If you didn't say something, I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, my Travis style really suffers these days. but hopefully the surgery will fix all of that.
Sure.
But I guess I started playing in the area in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
I was still a junior in college. I went to school up in Ashland, Virginia.
Right. Randolph-Macon.
Randolph-Macon.
Yeah, there in Ashland.
Yes. And I graduated in 77 at 20.
Uh-huh.
And I've been playing music or recording ever since then.
Wow. Let's talk a little more about the record, because when do you think that will be out for people to buy?
Well, I've got a good bulk of it completed, other than, you know, the vocals. And what I'm hoping to do is to, you know, while my hand is recovering,
mm-hmm.
to be able to do the vocal work and pull the mixes together. I'm hoping by the end of the year is what I'm hoping.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who else is working on the album? You mentioned there were some other people.
I have on it, I have my friend Catherine Styron. Mm-hmm. She's a pianist in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She's been a friend of mine for a long time. My friend Pam Rose is on it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the bass player is Allison Presswood.
Oh,
and she's from Nashville.
Okay.
And then the percussion work, some of it was done by Tom Rohde, who has, once again, he has passed away. So I actually have him on Ones and Zeros that we did back probably 6 or 7 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Tom was a wonderful percussionist. So
yeah.
It's basically percussion, bass, acoustic guitar, some keyboard. I'll be playing some piano on it, too.
Oh, wow.
And then mixing it, pulling it together.
Yeah, it must be tough. You have important things here in Yorktown, but you also have Nashville. So that
Correct.
Must be kind of tough going back and forth like that.
Well, I've been doing it now since 2001,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of old hat. You know, I think I could drive that route in my sleep. I've met so many wonderful people. You know, obviously I do the solo acoustic guitar records, but I
right.
also just finished an album producing it with my friend Pam Rose for our friend Jill Colucci, which is a wonderful CD of healing music.
Right.
It's called Heal My Heart. And Pam and I are working on some new songs for her as well.
Uh-huh.
So I just did some vocal work with Marianne Kennedy out in Fairview, Tennessee for that record last month.
You're busy. You're a busy lady. We're talking with Kim Person, by the way, here on Hunter at Sunrise. And before I ask you to do one more song, I want to remind everyone we are on Facebook Live with this interview. And if you see it, just share it with your friends so everyone can see it as well. What else would you like to do for us here?
Well, let's see. I'll do this is another one that I didn't write this one. The ones that I wrote, I Travis style on, and I didn't really want to give that a whirl this morning. So.
Okay, I understand.
This is a song that was written by Janice Ian. Another one of those songs that the minute that I heard it, I knew that I had to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a huge admirer of Janice's work for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, I never really expected to be sitting in her living room having coffee, talking about acoustic guitar pickups and preamps, but, but we've become friends.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as far as talking about guitars and that kind of thing, and also as soon as I started having the trouble with my hand, Janice had had the rotator cuff surgery like Denise is thinking about having.
Yeah.
And so I called Janice and talked to her about what was going on, and she said, oh, make sure you get it taken care of. She said, you don't want those nerves to get messed up. So,
see that, Denise? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get her to go see this doctor.
Yeah, you know. So,
well,
this is another one of those message songs. I heard it and I knew I had to do it, so.
All right, here's Kim Burson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Okay. Like these, when the rain won't fall and the sky's so dry that even birds can't call, I can feel your tears disappearing in the air, carried on the breeze on days like these. Years like these make a young girl old, bend her back against the promises life should hold. They can make her wise, they can drive her to her knees. Nothing comes for free on days like these. You can't reap what you don't sow. You can't plant in fallow ground. Let us fill this empty earth with hope till the rains come down. It's lives like these where every moment counts, and I add up all the things that I can live without. When the one thing left is the blessing of my dreams, I can make my peace. I can make my peace. I can with days like these.
Wow. Truly beautiful. Kim, man, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Hunter. I hope you'll have me back when we get the record.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it some more.
Okay.
This is wonderful. You've whetted my appetite there, Kim. That's good.
Thank you. It's the record's going to have a lot of songs that my dad asked for. Like I'm doing Gordon Lightfoot's "Early Morning Rain."
Oh yeah.
And "Puff the Magic Dragon."
Oh wow.
You know, so there
a little
are
Peter Paul and Mary action there.
Yeah, a little Peter Paul and Mary stuff. So there's a smattering of songs that Dad wanted, and then the final songs that I felt like finished the record off.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. And what is it named again? Because it's French. And
Le Noir.
Le Noir.
Le Noir, the message.
The message. Wow. Well, we really look forward to it. Kim, thank you so much for coming down here today.
Oh, thank you, Hunter, for having me. Thank you, Denise, and appreciate it.
You know, I couldn't think of anybody better to have on the show for Memorial Day weekend. This has been outstanding.
It's a wonderful day, and you know that's the whole idea is that you know hopefully we can all live together in peace and harmony and find our way to a good place again.
Yeah, Kim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wonderful.